Disney's latest Snow White trailer hit with negative reviews as ticket pre-sale begins. By Jerome Hudson on March 10, 2025. The horrid rollout for Disney's Snow White continues to bomb as the $250 million-plus film's latest trailer is bombarded with negative reviews, promises to boycott, and rebukes for its much-maligned star, Rachel Zegler. The one-minute clip, quietly released over the weekend, has a dismal 38,000 views in 4 days. Predictably, though, it's garnered some 1,600 likes to nearly 5,000 dislikes. Sure, that's not the 84,000 dislikes the movie's last trailer racked up in just 2 days, but it's a terrifying trend for a studio hoping to tally a box office win in what has already been a rocky 2025. I don't care what people say. I will never watch this movie. Sorry, Gal Gadot. It's not because of you. It's because of Rachel Zegler, wrote one YouTube commenter, reflecting a sentiment shared thousands of times over. The trailer offers fans little in the way of new visuals, but does rely heavily on Zegler's singing, Waiting on a Wish, and Snow White meeting the CGI-ed dwarfs. Garnering a mere 38,000 views in 4 days has got to be cause for concern for Disney executives. Though, these trailers are just one of many media rollout legs. Another is movie premieres. But Disney has also suffered a setback in that department, too. John Nolte noted. After 2 years of negative controversy, expensive reshoots, and becoming a national punchline, the movie will finally arrive in theaters on March 21. But in the UK, it sounds like Disney is looking to quietly sneak it over the finish line. Disney are already anticipating an anti-woke backlash against Snow White and have reduced the media schedule to just a handful of tightly controlled press events, a source told the Daily Mail. That is why they have taken the highly unusual step not to host a London premiere for the film and are minimizing the amount of press questions that Rachel Zegler gets. Zegler bashed the classic 1937 original film, called The Princess Stalker, and that all came amid Disney deciding to not cast real-life little people to play the Seven Dwarfs. All this certainly played a role in Zegler recently attempting to walk back her criticism of the original film. But there may not be much she can do to repair her reputation after she attacked and smeared supporters of President Donald Trump and made Free Palestine proclamations, just as her co-star Gal Gadot, an Israeli, was defending herself and Israel from the same genocidal pro-Hamas supporters Zegler failed to publicly condemn. That brings us to ticket presale, which just opened up. It's sure to be a data point Disney's hoping to show positive signs ahead of the film's March 21 worldwide debut. Snow White's $53 million domestic opening figure is down at least $10 million from what Disney had originally projected the film to open to here at home. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at JeromeHudson.